The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts about not letting the things that maybe we cannot do prevent us from doing all of the things that we can. I know that sounds like a quote from a motivational poster or something. It may be, for all I know. I'm guessing one with a mountain stream or an eagle flying above or, well, okay, I digress. I frequently kidded with groups throughout the years that I'm regularly surprised at some of the things that seem to regularly surprise some folks. Whenever a plan doesn't work exactly according to, well, plan, or a supervisor changes his or her mind, or a customer makes a request that we really cannot fulfill in the exact manner he or she would like, or maybe our retail partner gives a little pushback on some of our proposals, you'd think the walls had come crumbling down. Sound the alarms! We cannot possibly be successful because things aren't, well, perfect. I'm not making the case that we should never be discouraged when things don't work out exactly as we'd like. Hey, we're human. It's natural. But I would suggest that it's those among us who look at these challenges as opportunities to separate themselves from the pack that, well, separate from the pack. There are certain skills and characteristics that successful people tend to share. One of the most useful is a predisposition for problem solving. That trait doesn't necessarily mean they're absolutely smarter or more talented than their peers, but they're more likely to work through and around problems than to fixate, complain, and become immobilized by them. People too often fall into a dangerous as soon as mindset. As soon as so-and-so does something, I'll be able to succeed. As soon as our rates rise or fall, I'll be more engaged in promoting our products. As soon as management of our store allows me to do absolutely anything and everything I want to do, I'll get around to doing a lot more stuff. The problem, of course, is that as soon as never quite gets here, does it? We deal with roadblocks and hurdles of varying sizes every day. Maybe a non-customer or non-member walks up wanting to conduct a transaction that you simply cannot perform because of policy. Sure, one way to handle that is to express regret that you can't help him or her and wish them a nice day. Or maybe it's an opportunity to talk to them about how it would be possible for you to help them in that way if they were a customer or member of your institution. Now, will most people immediately say, "Gee, you're right. Let me do that right now." Probably not. But by at least beginning the conversation, you begin planting those seeds in their minds. These customers are identifying by their actions that they'd like to have access to you and your branch. It's our jobs to help them be able to do just that. And if they aren't interested right now, leaving them with a positive, friendly impression of you and your branch makes it far more likely they will consider it in the future. On another front, some of us may have less marketing freedom in our stores than others. That's just the way of the world. Some stores allow just about any marketing avenue we can think of. Others are far more restrictive. But too many folks seem to spend more time worrying about what their stores will not allow them to do than in being really good, really consistent, and really engaged in whatever marketing practices they are allowed to use. Consider this. Most financial institutions spend considerable marketing resources simply trying to get people into their buildings. Your retailer is doing that for you, bringing thousands of potential customers and members into your building each week. You may not be allowed to do absolutely anything and everything you can think of to market to them, but you are allowed to do enough to let shoppers know who you are, where you are, what you do, and that you'd love to earn their business. And when we work diligently and consistently to keep our retailer relationship strong, a few "you can't do that" marketing ideas become, "well, let's give it a try and see how it works" ideas. No today doesn't necessarily mean no tomorrow. That's true with customers and members, our supervisors, even our store partners. In life and in business, situations will not always be as we'd ideally like them to be. But those who focus on doing what they can, instead of dwelling on what they cannot, tend to succeed in the end. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.